any ripple effects yet from Cyprus.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. Banks are open for the second day in Cyprus after 2 weeks of closure. And from the outside, things appear to be going okay. The president of Cyprus said this morning that the country will not leave the euro. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us live from our European desk with more. So, Stephen, things going okay so far?
Well, the BBC is reporting that the mood on the island is generally calm. People have lined up for their money in a fairly orderly fashion. Of course, there are strict limits on how much they can withdraw. Capital controls are in force. But the Cypriot president says, we've averted bankruptcy. We face a lot of hardship, but the situation is contained.
And on the outside, one of the big concerns has been that this would cause ripples throughout Europe. Has that happened?
There are some ripples, yes. Cyprus has been dealt with quite harshly, and there is a sense that a small country has been picked on here, and that sent a wave of fear through other smaller Eurozone countries like Malta and Slovenia that are also struggling. Slovenia, in fact, could be the next in line for a bailout and not on very favourable terms. But, you know, this has been a watershed in this crisis. The Eurozone has now said that taxpayers, especially German taxpayers, are not going to go on picking up the whole tab when banks get in trouble. Uninsured depositors are going to share the pain. That makes capital flight more likely in the next Eurozone country to hit the skids, bringing more capital controls, therefore more fragmentation in this increasingly disunited currency union.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard, thanks very much.
You're welcome.